Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland as she shares about the powerful protection that is available to you when you follow God's plan for your life. Learn how obeying His Word puts you in a position to grow, prosper, and live in peace.
Remember what we're talking about. We're talking about dwelling and abiding in the secret place of the Most High. That person we're talking about abides under the shadow of the Almighty, stays under His wings, doesn't depart from it. That's the way you and I want to be. And this person says, He is my refuge and my fortress. In Him I trust. Surely, you could say surely then, He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence, which could be biological warfare, it could be epidemic diseases. I mean, all kind of things threaten us in this world, but you can't find one thing that threatens you that this 91st Psalm and other scriptures do not include our deliverance from. And so let's look, as today we're kind of wrapping things up, let's look at Psalm 32 about some things here. Well, that I'll just go back to 31, where it said in verse 21, praise the Lord, for He has shown me His unfailing love. That's the reason we can depend upon God. He has unfailing love. Jesus said, you abide in me, and I'll abide in you. God will abide in us when we abide in Him. If the Word abides in us, He abides in us. He will keep, this says, praise the Lord, He has shown me His unfailing love. So you don't have to be concerned that God's not on the job. You don't have to be concerned that He'll let you down. He kept me safe, God says, He kept me safe when my city was under attack. And then it says in verse 23, love the Lord, all you faithful ones. Now, who is it that loves the Lord? Those are the ones that do His word. If you love me, Jesus said, you'll keep my word. For the Lord protects those who are loyal to Him. If you're loyal to Him, He's loyal to you. But He harshly punishes all the arrogant or the disobedient. So be strong and take courage, all you who put your hope in the Lord. Now, Psalm 33 says, in verse 8, let all the godly confess their rebellion to you while there's still time, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. There's coming a judgment. And if you go by way of the grave before the big judgment comes, you're judged. Actually, you're judged already. You're already judged by what you've chosen, who's the Lord of your life, who you obey. And it says, I confess my sins. In other words, I stop trying to hide them, this translation says. I said to myself, I confess my rebellion to the Lord. And you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Isn't that wonderful? Those of us who have done that know that it's so wonderful to be cleansed by the power of God and by faith in the Word of God. Therefore, let all the godly confess their rebellion to you while there's still time, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. For you, now we're talking about that secret place, abiding in the secret place. It says, for you are my hiding place. The Lord, in this New Living Translation, it says, He kept me safe when my city was under attack. And then in Psalm 32, it says, you are my hiding place. You kept me, you protect me from trouble. Let me read it again and get it accurate. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. That's a tremendous scripture. I will guide you. See if you'll, you know, we're supposed to let the Lord guide us into all the truth. He sends us the Holy Spirit who is to guide us into all truth. If we'll let the Spirit of God reveal the Word to us, reveal our individual word about what God wants us to do with our lives and what your calling is and so on. It says, I will guide you along the best path for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Now, is that a great scripture or what? That's Psalm 32, verse 8. The Lord has said to you and me, I'll advise you and watch over you. Write that down so you can count on that scripture. You can look it up. And I have over, you know, right on in this Bible, on one side it says, He kept me safe when my city was in an attack, in one column. And to the same page, it says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Now, God says to us that I'm going to protect you. I'm going to watch over you. I'm going to keep you safe even when you're in danger, when your city's under attack. And then it gives us an admonition to obey Him. It says in verse 9, do not be like the senseless horse or mule that needs a bit or and bridle to keep it under control. You know, a bit or, I've never been a horse, but I assume that a bit in your mouth is uncomfortable. And that's the way you direct a horse and guide a horse. You put a bridle on him with bit and you keep him under control. Don't be like that where you have to be forced into things. Don't be like a senseless animal or a mule. Don't be stubborn that needs to a bit or bridle to keep it under control. Many sorrows come to the wicked. So if we want blessing, we can't live like the wicked. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. The unfailing love, God loves us with unfailing love. He's able to lavish His love upon us when we trust Him. So faith is very, very important. Faith believes it receives when it prays. Faith believes what the Word says regardless of what it sees with these eyes or what the circumstances say. Unfailing love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. So rejoice and be glad, all you who obey Him. Shout for joy. Glory to God, all you whose hearts are pure. And then in Psalm 33, it says, let everyone in the world fear the Lord, and let everyone stand in awe of Him. For when He spoke, the world began, and it appeared at His command. The Lord shatters the plans of nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plans stand forever, and His intentions can never be shaken. What joy for the nation whose God is the Lord! The Lord looks down from heaven and sees the whole human race, and from His throne He observes all who live in the earth. He made their hearts, so He understands everything they do. I mean, you're not ever going to put anything over on God. The best equipped army cannot save a king, nor is great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory. For all its strength, it cannot save you. But the Lord watches over those who fear Him, who honor Him, who reverence Him. Now, if you fear the Lord, if you honor the Lord, that's not you're afraid of Him, but you reverence Him, you'll do what He says. The Lord watches over all those who obey Him, in other words, all those who rely on His unfailing love. He rescues them from death. And I am still reading in the New Living Translation. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive in famine, in times of famine. The Bible is full of long life. We've read if you want to have long life and have a good life, you do what the Lord says. This says He rescues us from death and keeps us alive in famine. We depend on the Lord alone to save us. Whatever trouble you're in, if you're in any trouble today, the Lord will save you. We depend upon Him. That means we have faith in Him. Our dependence is on the Lord, not in government, not in men, not in situations. Our dependence is on the Lord alone to save us. Only He can help us, protecting us like a shield. We've read over and over about the shield. There's shield, a shield around us. There's armor around us. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we are trusting in His holy name. Let Your unfailing love surround us, O Lord. We have confidence. We have faith in the love of God. We know He's only out to do us good. We know He's given us this written word. He's told us what to do, how to live free, how to stay out of trouble, how to be prosperous. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in health. Let Your unfailing love surround us, O Lord, for our hope is in You alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our hope is in You alone. In Psalm 34, it says, those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow or shame will darken their faces. You and I believe in God, we'll never be ashamed. We'll always be in a safe place. I cried out to the Lord in my suffering, and He heard me, and He set me free from all my fears. For the angel of the Lord, ooh, we've got angels. Hebrews says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to heirs to minister to the heirs of salvation? Glory to God. They're here to protect us. They're here to bless us. They oversee us. We have angels. We have bodyguards. We're safe. Hallelujah. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant. No shadow of shame will darken their face. It says, I cried out to the Lord in my suffering. He heard me. He set me free from all my fears. How do you get set free from fears? Through faith. You see a scripture that says God has delivered you. It says He'll prosper you. He'll heal you. And you receive it and you say, I'm healed. I'm delivered. I take it. God would not lie to me. That's faith. For the angel of the Lord guards all who fear Him, and He rescues him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who trust in Him. Let the Lord's people show Him reverence, for those who honor Him will have all they need. How do we honor God? We do what He says. Those who honor Him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust the Lord will never lack any good thing. This is all in Psalm 34. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Do any of you want to live a life that is long and good? Yes, Lord, I do. Then watch your tongue. See, we can't speak unbelief, doubt, cursing, if we want blessing. Watch your tongue. No doubt that's the reason that Satan tries to put curse words in everybody's mouth, because you can't be blessed and cursed at the same time. Watch your tongue. Keep your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. That's where the blessing is. I mean, we can't walk in blessing and curse at the same time. It'll all come up curse. Turn away. Go the other way from evil and do good. Work hard at living in peace with others. Now, the Bible says that where there's strife, that would be disharmony, disagreement, the lack of living in peace. Where there's strife, there's confusion and every evil work. So strife is a tool of the devil. If you have people in your life, it could even be your family. It could be your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. Could be your husband or your ex-husband. Could be your wife. Whoever you're in strife with, you're in trouble. So you forgive if you have aught against any. That's the reason the Lord tells us to forgive. He's not trying to cost us something. He's trying to get something to us. Strife brings confusion in every evil work. He wants us delivered. He wants us to live in peace. We can't live in peace unless we walk in love. What does love do? Love forgives. Love counts no evil done to it. Love overlooks. Glory to God. Love goes free. You know, if you are harboring hate or unloveliness or strife toward anybody, you're the one that's unhappy. They may not even know you're mad at them. They might not. They won't be affected by what you do. You're affected by what you do. So if you want to be free, what do? We walk in love and we forgive aught. We forgive all. If we have aught against any, we forgive. Hallelujah. Yeah, but you don't know what they did to me. I know what they're doing to you now. They're ruining your life. So forgive them. Turn your back on it. Walk away. Turn away from evil and do good. Work hard at living in peace with others. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. Isn't that a great scripture? His ears are open to their cries for help. So when we obey God, God's listening. He's in tune. He's free to move in our lives. God doesn't reward disobedience. He rewards it when we do what He says. He's free to move. But the Lord turns His face. This is all in Psalm 34. But the Lord turns His face in... I've lost my place. The Lord turns His face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help. He rescues them all. He hears His people. Who are His people? His people are the ones that do what He says. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous face many troubles, so it doesn't say we won't have troubles, but the Lord rescues them from each and every one. It says we'll be delivered. The righteous has trouble, but the Lord delivers them. Not one of their bones will be broken. Calamity will surely overtake the wicked. And those who hate the righteous, calamity will surely overtake the wicked. And those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord, this is a great scripture. Get this. This is 34:22. But the Lord will redeem those who serve Him. Glory to God. Everyone who trusts in Him will be freely pardoned. What powerful, powerful words we have in the Scripture for our lives. Jesus said, "My sheep will know my voice." You walk with God, you spend time in His Word, you pray, get up every day early enough to pray, make the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place. He'll direct your paths. He will, you know, there was a man in New York City, and he was caught that day on 9/11. And he, if I recall correctly, and I believe I do, he just felt impressed to go home. Go home. He started running. He was in New York City. He started running toward his home. And before he got there, there was all kind of debris and ash. And the city was covered with stuff. I don't know what you'd call it, but I think it was like an ash. He started running. And when he got home, he had a white shirt on. He ran through parts of that. He had nothing on him. His shirt was not even touched. It wasn't dirty. It wasn't touched. And yet that trash was everywhere. Why not? Because he was in his bubble. Glory to God. He had the presence of the Lord on him. The Lord told him what to do, and he started doing it. If I recall right, he started running before anything ever happened. There were so many miracles that day. I believe we got this testimony from one person that he was taking his daughter to school that day, and his daughter wanted a certain kind of sandwich for her lunch, which meant he had to go out of his way, and he had to do this and take care of that before he went to his place downtown. But he did it. He went by. He got her this sandwich. It delayed him. What made him do that? Because he loved. He was walking in the love of God. He went by. He got what she wanted for lunch. And when the tragedy hit in New York City, he was not there. His daughter was not there. They were, I'm not going to tell that. That's just too far out. I was going to tell you something that happened to me, but you would not understand such a thing. You want me to tell you anyway? Okay, I will. This is trivial compared to life and death. But yet, it's a blessing. Years and years ago, Ken and I were, and you've probably heard me tell this before, we were in Hawaii in a meeting. We were in a Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting. And the kids were little. John was probably 4 or 5. You know, he's now in his 40s. And so I got up that morning. Now, this is, the Lord, He knows how to get you places, you know, that He wants you. He had a blessing in store for me that day. And we were packing to go home, and it was our last day there. The kids were little. I'd been cooped up with them in this room for a while. We were ready to move out. And I had this not a Mac attack, but a hunger for a macadamia nut waffle came on me. Now, God can move you however He wants to. This was years and years and years ago. I mean, I didn't even know all that much at that time. Maybe He had to move me through a macadamia nut waffle. So I said, let's get ready, kids. Get everything packed. I got Ken moving. I said, we're going to go down and we're going to have breakfast before we go. Now, all of a sudden, I just wanted this macadamia nut waffle. So they all cooperated with me. We got our stuff together. I think John was probably 4 or 5 years old. Kelly was there. And so we went down to the restaurant. So we got in line, and I wanted to sit outside, you know, where the tables are outside. It's so nice. And this was our last day there. So when I got up to the line, the hostess was ready to take me. This mannerly gentleman just walked up and got in front of me. And he took my place. And she said, where do you want to sit? And he said, I want to sit outside. So then she came back and she said, what would you like to do? And I said, well, I'd like to sit outside. She said, I'm sorry, but we don't have any more seats outside. But this is how God works. And so, you know, I was a little ticked for a moment. I don't know how long it lasted. So anyway, here she goes. I want to sit out here, beautiful place under the umbrellas. The water's gorgeous. So she took me to the back of the restaurant. I didn't even know the restaurant went that far back. We went all the way back in this hotel, and then we turned to the left and went back that way. We went that away. So we're way out. We can't see anything. I mean, it was just, you know, it was just our last morning there. So anyway, I sat down and waiting for the kids. I told them I'd go get a table. I was waiting for the kids. And I didn't get upset. I mean, I didn't like it, but I didn't act ugly or anything. I sat down, and this woman was sitting right here, and she introduced herself. She came over to the table and introduced herself, and she said, the Lord told me this morning to give you something. And she said, this is a one of a kind. It was a diamond. You've heard me tell this story. A diamond and emerald ring, beautiful. Neiman Marcus, one of the kind, one of a kind. And it does this. It twirls around, you know, it's diamonds and emeralds. She said, the Lord told me to give that to you this morning. I could not have sat closer to her that morning if I had been in her lap. I was right next to her. That's the only way it could have been closer. What happened? Well, the Lord had a blessing for me, and no doubt He had a blessing for her. He wouldn't have told her to do it. And if I'd have gotten upset and mad, I probably wouldn't have missed it. So she gave me that beautiful diamond ring. I got on the airplane going home, and I looked at that ring, and it does this. It twirls around. And the Lord said, that's your 100-fold return ring. It's like the 100-fold return. It's always working, coming to you in abundance. Glory to God. And it just goes around. That little ring just twirls around. If I thought about it, I'd brought it today to show you. But anyway, what happened? The Lord had a blessing. So what do? We don't get out, bent out of shape. We don't get in strife and stop our blessings. If somebody messes up, does us wrong, we get cheated, this or that or the other, what do? We forgive and we keep walking straight ahead. Believe in God. Walking in love. What works? What works by love? Faith. Faith works by love. So all these things work together all the time for our blessing, our protection, our refuge. When we flow with God, we're safe. I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. A regional partner meeting with Steve and Kelly Swisher on February 19th and 20th, 2010, in Scottsdale, Arizona, at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
You know, I want to pray for you today. I want to pray for your finances. At the time that I'm taping these, there's a financial crunch going on. Perhaps it would be over by now, but really the truth is there's always a financial crunch up there, out there, if you're not obeying God and you're not following Him. And even if you are, you have to walk by faith. I mean, we have, I don't know, 400 or 500 people working here in the ministry. We pay all the time. We have to.